Good evening, everybody. We are on Wednesday night class. We are in Parsha class. I want to thank Hashem for bringing us here. I want to thank everybody for welcoming. And I thank my wife for allowing me to teach every day. We are in Parashat Re'eh. We are very fortunate that we can be able to broadcast our Torah today and using this facility for Mr. Siegel, that he is very generous to open his place every week. So, the parasha starts, Re'e Anochi Noten Lifnechem Hayom, Bracha Uklala. It's a little bit odd that God put everything in the front of us, and he called it Re'e. You need to see. A person needs to look and to see that God put in the front of us blessing and cursing. And the parasha continued, the second pasuk is et habracha asher tishmeu el mitzvot Hashem, the bracha that you just need to be willing to listen. To listen, it's very difficult to understand. Just to listen. El mitzvot Hashem elokechem asher anochi metzave etchem hayom. The mitzvot that God ordered us today. Every day we have mitzvot that we are obligated to do. And it says, "V'aklala im lo tishmu," and if you are not going to listen, is automatic default that you are falling into a category of cursing. El mitzvot Hashem elokchem v'satem min adeich Hashem anochi mitzave etchem hayom lalechet achrei elokim achrim asher lo yedatem. So, if we are, the Torah starts and telling us that we have a job to do, we have a work in this universe, you're getting into the room, you need to turn on the light. You turn on the light, there's no more darkness. As soon as the light is off, dark takes place. So, we do not have a choice. Most of the time in life, we need to act on what God gives us, and if we do not act on that, the default is automatically darkness. So, the parasha starts, and it says, Re'e Anochi Noten Lechem Hayom Bracha V'Klala. God put in the front of us today blessing and cursing. It's very strange. And God said, please choose life. I put in the front of you today the blessing and the good, and the cursing and the bad. Life and dead. And he said, please choose life. Why the Torah need to take and to emphasize that the person need to choose life if it's so obvious? If it's so obvious. The reality is that it is not so obvious. Most of the people have their own agenda in life. Everybody wants to accomplish whatever he has in his mind. We have our wisdom and we have our desire. The wisdom is the education that we are getting, and the desire, this is what our body needs. And the Torah continues. And if you look at the parasha said, you need to do this, you need to patoach tiftach, anek ta'anik, naton titen, aser ta'aser, repeatedly to repeat over and over, twice, everything that we need to do. Give, 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 and more give. And most of the philosophies today is to take. Me. And everybody, even that they give already, they ask, what is in for me? We're talking about those that they have Torah. They're talking about those that they are righteous, the door that they are doing. Even that they give, and they do mitzvot, and they give a charity already. They want to know, what is in for me? Instead of to give because it's the right thing to do, they give in because they give in because They wanted to decide how and where and when. And they want to get, even if they get 5 minutes in the microphone to speak, they get back, they got back what they want. So Rabbi Ivji bring, and he said, this parsha, if you're going to try to understand the good and the bad,
which
Rabbi? Ivji. You need to ask, you need to try to understand, if you take for simplicity the food that you eat in. He said, when you do a mitzvah, you can learn the mitzvah in one level, two level, three level, four level. And you have an understanding about the mitzvah that you do in four different aspects. Sorry. Are we still limited? If God is infinite and He gives a mitzvah to do, if God is infinite, the mitzvah is infinite and the Torah is infinite. A person cannot do the mitzvah with his own understanding and to limit the mitzvah. Because the mitzvah that we do here, they have effect in this lifetime, in the next lifetime, they affect in everybody, they affect in above and below, and everything else. So how can we do the mitzvah just by understanding about the mitzvah? We are limited. For example, a person eating food. Most of the people, they ask them, how is the food? Tastes good? Interesting. People looking to go to the restaurant because the food is tastes good. People coming as a guest to your home. Oh, the food is good. They searching for good food. The reality that we eating food for what? For sustenance for the body. To give the body all his sustenance to survive. But look at reality. What is the connection between the taste of the food and the sustenance that is given to our body? No connection.
Tastes good is probably bad sustenance.
Is no connection. That means between what we are experiencing and we tasting the food, and between the reality, what is the food does to our body, is almost opposite. Almost. Not have to. It could be a good food that it's also give you the right protein and the right thing that the body need, but the majority of the food that we are eating today, everybody looking for a test. Yeah, some of them look at the ingredient, but not. My daughter, for example, she loved chocolate. She ate oatmeal. Chocolate, it tastes good, look good, but make you hyper, give you stomach problem. Sugar, the sugar is really not healthy for the body, and the teeth is damaging everything else. But oatmeal doesn't look so good. But you can live forever and give you all the right sustenance that you need for yourself. So it's very tricky to think that we do the mitzvah because we have a test in the mitzvah. Regardless that God give us the mitzvah with a test. He tells us to multiply. He put a pleasure on the side. The pleasure and the test that is coming with the mitzvah, this is very dangerous to go and to choose things because you like the lady, or because you like your husband, or because you like your friend. A person needs to do the mitzvah. He doesn't need to say, listen, I don't eat pig because I don't like it. I need to say, I love pig. I love to eat it. His meat is delicious. But God said not to eat it. I don't eat it because God says so. I don't understand why, but if the Torah said not to do it, I'm not doing it. If she, I am not doing it because I decide, or because my understanding, is very limited to what God put in the universe. If God is infinite, the Torah is infinite, our life is infinite, the mitzvot that we sustain is infinite. And we, when we are doing things by our understanding, most of the people that they do by their understanding, that's the biggest corruption in the universe. So when you ask a person, why you do this mitzvot? Rabbi Akiva came and he said, "Va'avta le'ra'acha kamocha," that's the biggest rule of the Torah. That you need to do the mitzvah with a lot of effort, not with understanding. That you need to do the mitzvah if you're accepting guests the way you want to be a guest. Everything that you do, you need to add ואהבתה לרעך כמוך. And if a person adds ואהבתה לרעך כמוך, he's going to be able to do the mitzvah in an accomplished way. So what we are doing here, and if a person getting into a mitzvah, and he is not looking what God wants from him, he wants you to do the mitzvah, and that's the reason he said, Im shamoa, בשם, לכל השם אלוקיה. If you're just going to listen, שמע ישראל, השם אלוקינו, השם אחד, we spoke about it last week. What is to listen? He said the body has filters. We listen, we hear through the ear. We smell through the nose. We do things by functioning of our feeling. But nevertheless, the body has corrupted us. We listen through the ear of the own filter of the body, that the body really doesn't want us to hear the right thing. He wants us to hear what is good for him. So he like a censor. When he got people get a mail to jail, they go into the mail to see if anything is wrong there, everything is right. The same thing here, the body, the soul is in jail in this body. And a person needs to know the limitation of the soul, that the soul cannot receive everything because the body is not going to let her. We have the resistance of the body not to let you do the things in the right way. And that's the reason you need the people around you, that they're going to come and they're going to tell you. And when they say, Shamoa shtishma, naton titen, anek ta'anik, is all double language. Everything that you do here is above too. It's nishta simple. It's not that you're just going to see it when they said the person twice, his name twice. That means he's a tzaddik below, a tzaddik above. Avraham, Avraham, Yaakov, Yaakov, Moshe, Moshe. That means everything is multiplied. We are in like Me'arat HaMachpelah in a double level. Everything is affecting both universes. And a person should not limit his universe and should not limit the people around him because he's thinking differently. And he's thinking that he needs to do things this way or that way or because he has a feeling of this way or that way. We need to do a mitzvah for one reason. Only one reason. And what is that? It's because it's the right thing to do. We don't have a choice. If I help the Jew because it's the right thing to do. You see somebody drowning, you jump into the water to save him because it's the right thing to do. Not because what he's going to give you, not because if it's worth it for you, not because anything else. When you do a mitzvah, you need to do it because it's the right thing to do. And when a person does it in the right way, he doesn't limit himself and he doesn't limit his life and he doesn't limit anybody around. God is not limited. We are the only one that limited Hashem in the world. We are the only one that limited our parnasa. We are the only one that limited our wife and our children, our friend and the Torah and the understanding. If a person is just willing to listen, just listen and let things dwell in. When a person does a mitzvah during the day and he accomplishes a lot of mitzvot, it's like you take a water and you let them rest on the roof. And if the roof is flat and the water cannot go anywhere, they're going to sink into the building. The same thing a body. When a person does the mitzvah during the day and he's going to sleep, when he's sleeping, he receives all this Torah into his body. And he says, hey, look, I put in the front of you, the universe is tricky. What you think is good for you is really not so good for you. And what you think that is not so good, God has a very good sense of humor. He takes and he covers everything with chocolate. And he covers everything, the Yetzer Hara delivered to us everything the way we like it. It was one guy that he jumped into the river, he saw somebody screaming, and he jumped to the river to save him. He saved him. He didn't know that he saved the son of the king. The king had one son, he saved him. After that, they invited him. It was a big party that the king did. Bring all the papers, TV, news, and with the highest moment of the party with the king is there, he said, the person that saved my son, my only son, I am invited him tomorrow by 4 o'clock to let him take whatever he wants from my treasury. After this party ended, the advisor come to the king, they say, how can you do such a thing? This man will come, he will empty the treasure, we're going to go bankruptcy. All the kingdom will collapse. What are we going to do? What are we going to do? What are we going to do? They see the advisor and they think, what are we going to do? Let's find out, they said, what is this man love the most? They found out that he loved the most chocolate cake than violent music. And they went, they collect all the baker all night, they cook, they baked chocolate cakes, hundreds of them. And they look, they find the best violin music and they put them there. The time come, this man come walking, running with all the bags that he can fill up, and he start to collect all the things from the treasury. Until the moment that he come close to the first chocolate cake. He saw the chocolate cake, he said, let me just taste it. Just to taste it. He took the finger, he dipped in and he tasted. And as soon as he tasted, the violin music started to play. And he closed his eyes and the chocolate cake. As soon as he opened it, he saw 100 chocolate cake. And he said, just let me just test just a little bit from this, and a little from this, a little from this. And he collecting things, but he just tasting the cake. Before he know it, the half an hour end, the guard came, pick him up and threw him out. And he said, wait, I didn't take any. 1 second. They tell him, out. What happened? A person coming to this lifetime. The Yetzer Hara know us very good. The body give all the information every day about us, about everything that we like and we don't like and we want and we don't want it. And the other side, as soon as we turn off the light, the other side come and he deliver to us all the chocolate cake that we want with the violin music the way we like it. And we're busy with that all day. And the parsha says, I put in the front of you blessing and cursing. It's not something in the middle. Either you do the right thing or either you are in default. Yeshua getting into the land. A soldier come in the front of him. Yeshua ask him, are you with us or you are against us? Haim ata lanu o letzarenu? He's not in the middle. Either you are with us, or either you are against us. The same thing here, this parsha, going through all the steps. And when you take in the food, and even that you take a food that is good, and is already healthy, you need to look that the food is not old, and not rotten, and not have a bad things, because the same thing, even that it's good for you, you need to know when you eat the food in the right time, with the right needs for the body. Because even the food is healthy, but if you have a mold on that, and you already got rotten, it's not good for you. You need to look very careful on everything that you do, every step of the way. And the parsha going through all the blood, the pouring of the blood. What is the blood? The blood is something that sustains the body. We don't have any milk in our vein. We have blood. The blood, this is the strength, the part of the soul that giving life to our body, or to any animal body. So if God let us already eat the animal, and He said, with all your desire you eat the animal, what happened to the Jewish people in the desert? They got craving to the meat. What God did, He said, you craving for meat, I'm going to give you meat. Not for 1 day, not for a week, not for 2 weeks, for a month. And how many people died for that? With the own craving of the person. By the desire, that's where is the cursing. That's where is the cursing according to the person's desire. Eza chazaka koveshet tzitzro, the person that is strong, that is overcome his desire, his yetzer. And we are looking at the universe, and we have craving for this, and we like this, or we like that. We need to be afraid from what we like, not what we don't like. King David said to Hashem, please, watch me for my friend. For my enemy, I will watch myself. I need to be afraid from people that I like. Why? Because I have weakness there. I do not see everything clear. And that's the blood when you take it, and you need to let the body go. You need to let the desire go. Because the eating of the meat and all the things that people love in the universe is according to the desire that they have. The person needs to go with his mind and with the Torah, not with his emotion and with his desire. If the mind and the Torah says the right thing to do, yes, you are allowed to put after this the emotion and the desire. But if the Torah said that is not the right thing to do, and the mind says not the right thing to do, like they tell us we are king, we are melech, moach, lev, klayot, mem is the moach, the lamed is the lev, is the heart, and the chav is the kidneys, the desire. We need to put the desire in the lowest place in our eyes. And if a person does that, he reduces the significance of the body to sustain his desire in this lifetime. That he's going to be able to function according to a king, according to the way a person's supposed to. He said, please do not forget the levy. Repeating over and over. Can you close the phone, please? Thank you. Repeating over and over, they say not to forget the levy, not to forget the ger, the atom, the almana. Who is the ger, the atom, the almana? The ger and the atom, they bring it in the book in many other ways. The ger, he is the only one that walked the distance to be a Jew. He said, do not forget the gerim. Remember, you've been gerim in Egypt. This parsha repeat over and over. I am your God that took you out from Egypt. I took you from the limitation. The ger is the one that walked the distance to get out from his boundary of his body to be able to get close to Hashem. And he look at you, and he look at you, and he look at you that you're going to guide him to be able to go to a safe land. And it's all about the land. So he said the ger and the atom and the almana, the atom and the almana is the tzaddikim of the generation. Some of them are orphan and some of them are widow. Some of them, they are taking the pain on the universe on the shoulder. And the Levi, he doesn't have a share in the land. He is there to balance the universe with all the negativity. They are the one they do in the Avodah for Hashem to be able to neutralize the negativity in the universe. He said, please, do not forget the Levi. The Levi is the one that he is the bumper, every car have a bumper. He is the bumper for our life, with Hashem, with the universe, with everything. And we need to put the Levi all the time, partner with us. We need to understand that everything we do, the Levi is the one that bumper us for to be able to save us. That's the Kohanim and the Leviim they do in the sacrifice in the temple. That's the Leviim that they are the guard for every limitation, every obstacle. And every time that we want to come close to Hashem, we need to know that the Levi is partner with us. Why? We need to know, a car doesn't go to the street with no bumper. A person needs all the time that to have somebody protecting him. The Levi is taking the obligation to protect in Am Israel. And Moshe Rabbeinu, he gave us that in the Torah, and he said, when he screamed, Mi Lashem Elai, who is to God, come to me. All the tribe of Levi came. They are the one that sustained the boundary in our life to protect us. When we're getting into the land, we need to put the blessing and the cursing on two different mountains. A person needs to see clear between a good and bad. A person needs to open his eyes if he's going to listen and learn in Torah. That if we don't learn Torah, it's like you're taking the fish out from the water. As soon as you take the fish out from the water, he lost his lifetime, his livelihood. His life is gone. That means we have a certain lifespan just with the Torah. We cannot survive without the Torah. We have two ways to live. Like we say in Yom Kippur, either Sa'ir Lashem, either we are taking and we are living our life for Hashem, to elevate ourselves to the highest level, to be a Jew, that everybody look at us and they say, V'yiru k'shem Hashem nikra alecha, they're going to see that Hashem, the name of Hashem is called on you. Or either we are the other Sa'ir, the other scapegoat that they are throwing us out from the cliff. A Jew have two ways to live, either to live for Hashem, or either we are always paying the one that we are the scapegoat. God forbid. So he said, person, when you're coming into the land, you need, God forbid, not to mislead the people, to put everything in a very, very big sign and big clear letters that the people will see. This is our gizim, this our eval. This is good, this is bad. That God forbid, people are not going to get misled by you. That you do things and people don't know and they're going to follow to the wrong place. Shema. He says, if Shamoa Tishma, if you're going to listen, the body have a way that he can sustain himself. If a person comes They say, "Ashomea keone." When a person is listen, is like the one that he is praying. If you listen to Shliach Tzibur and you say Amen, you basically already part of the davening. I remember the old generation when I grew up, they said in shul, just come to shul, said Amen and Kadosh. Don't do anything. Just say Amen. Amen ken yiratzon and Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh in Ekdusha. And you be in Yotze. You don't need to do, at least be part of that. Let your ear listen. Let the body dwell, the Kedusha to dwell, the listen to the word of Hashem, and then the soul get in revolve, and then you'll be able to do much more. Yes?
I was going to ask something I didn't get a chance to ask. That's very obvious in the Parsha. It says there's the blessing and the curse, and to choose life. Why is it so hard for us as a people, as individuals, to listen? What is the thing that makes it so
Moshe
hard?
Moshe Rabbeinu, it's a good question. Thank you for asking that. Moshe Rabbeinu, when God tell him to go to get the Jewish people out from Egypt, he said, they are not going to listen to me. Mikotzer ruach v'avoda kasha. From impatience and hard work. When a person, you try to show him a mountain, and he is have glasses on his eyes, and in the front of the glasses, he have two coins. Instead of lens, he put the glasses up, like this, and instead of two lands, he have two quarters, gold quarters. And he's running all day after these gold quarters. And you try to show him a mountain, and he doesn't see. Why? He doesn't want to remove his glasses. Even if you can talk to him, until tomorrow, he doesn't see. That's the reason the parsha is Sere'eh. To see, look! Open your eyes and look before you are. You need to hear, but you need to look, pay attention. Sometimes you're talking into the class, you see people sitting on the phone, they send an email, they don't even look at you. 90% of the gathering today, people talking to you, and they're looking behind your shoulder. Who they missing? Oh, they're waving to this, they're waving to that. That's not respectful, they're not even with you. If you come in home and you look at your wife, just to look at her, you got 95% of the answer just by looking at her. She doesn't need to say anything. You know exactly where she's standing. The same thing the wife. If she just look at the husband, see where he's coming from. The word most of the time doesn't mean anything without to see. That's the reason I said to the couple when they're going to a date, do not speak on the phone too long. Don't chat on the internet. Don't chat with text message. Don't do that because the person doesn't know you. The emotion is not there, the face of understanding, the light of the wisdom of your eyes is not there. So we have another obstacle that people couldn't listen to Moshe Rabbeinu because they busy. Busy, I'm busy. You said somebody to come to the class, I'm busy. Rabbi Akiva went out from the cave and he saw people are walking the land. And he got so angry in them. He looked at them, he burned them with his words, with his eyes. Him and his son. God said, the voice came from him and said, go back to the cave. You coming to destroy my universe? What they said, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, sorry, thank you. That means they said that people are replacing life of eternity with the life of this universe by not sitting and learning Torah? That's eternity life that they miss it. How they can do that? So it was one guy, like this, he was a workaholic. Never took a vacation. After 25 years working in one place, never took vacation. They decide that the factory, that they are going to send him on vacation on the expense of the factory. Never took a day off. They send him to Washington, free, everything paid, 2 weeks go. This guy not wake up in the morning, 5 o'clock. He never anywhere to go, everything is closed. He wake up in the morning, went by coffee, sit in the park. Waiting the sun to rise. Doesn't know what to do. No. 7 o'clock, he see the people in the park coming. To work. He see 4 guys, not far away from him. One guy making a mark on the grass. The second guy come, dig. The third guy come, cover. The fourth guy put the water. The the first guy again, make a mark, and they're moving like this, and they keep making holes. After half an hour looking, watching them, something doesn't make sense. He decided to go to ask, what's going on here? And as soon as he just got close to ask a question, the guy in charge got very nasty on him. Tell him, we are very busy, don't bother us, please. Okay, went back to the bench, he sat again. Look, another half an hour. Something bothering him. He said, I don't understand what they're doing, these people. And he went with a little bit more courage. He said, listen, I'm from out of town. I'm not from here. I'm in vacation. But please, I don't understand what you're doing. What exactly is the purpose? You mark, the other guy dig, the third guy is covered, the fourth one put in water. What's the purpose? So the guy saw that he's not going to let him go so easy. So he said, let me answer him very short and very... He said, listen, we are working for the city. For the park department. We usually have 5 guys. But we have a guy, one guy is sick already for 2 weeks. But we are very busy, we have a lot of work to do. He said, what do you mean? He said, you have one guy that he makes the mark, the second guy dig. The third guy that's supposed to put the flower is sick for 2 weeks already. So the fourth guy put the cover, and the fifth guy put the water, and they don't put the flower. He looked at them, he just don't understand. He said, and the guy was so angry at him, he said, listen, we have a lot of work. He came to ask him, what do you do without to put the flower? He said, listen, we have a lot of work, don't bother us, please. And they keep doing the job. The same thing when you come in to speak to somebody. They go in the routine, he does his routine every day. And you try to stop him from his routine and to tell him, listen, what you doing? Put some seeds for the future. Put some little flower for the future. Just put things in the ground. Do something. Get married. Do this. Do that. Learn Torah. Something. Listen, we don't have time. We are very busy. Don't bother us. Whatever is that, they're busy. That's exactly what Moshe Rabbeinu, when God telling Moshe Rabbeinu, go, try to take the Jewish people out from Egypt. He said, they are not going to listen to me. From they busy, like these people are busy digging, or from hard work, that they cannot hear you. So, the kashrut that we have, that we need to keep between the good and the bad, sorry. The Torah tried to tell us here, to bring us all the options. Rabbi Akiva said that the Torah, it was a machloket in the Gemara between Rabbi Ishmael and Rabbi Akiva about when they start to do the Korban HaTamid, the sacrifice. And Rabbi Akiva said that the Torah been given in Mount Sinai, Prat Yud VeKlal Yud, the general law and the specific law, and they repeat it in Ohel Moed, and the third time they repeat it in Arbot Moav. Moshe Rabbeinu, before he left, he repeat the Torah again. So the people are not going to forget. We have an obligation of repeating. When a person learns something, he needs to repeat. All the time to repeat. You learn something, repeat it. Give it over to somebody. Teach somebody. Talk about it. Repeat it. Why? Because the way, if you want to keep something, you need to repeat it. By giving it over to somebody else, you'll be able to keep it to yourself. We can only keep by giving. Even if you sit here in the class and you learn something, this that you write it down, this that you went home, this that you want to say and shout, but try to repeat it to somebody else. As soon as you repeat it, you'll be able to keep it. Like Rothschild said, when the king of France came to him, and he said to him, how much you worth it? He wrote back to him, he said, I'm worth only $50 million. The king of France got very angry. He said, come with the books. I want to see exactly what you mean that you were $50 million. He came with the accountant, with books and this and that. And the king tell him, listen, I know that you were at least $300 million. So I don't know what you're telling me about just $50 million. So Rothschild took a binder, a big binder, and he said, that's what I worth it. He said, what do you mean? He said, this is what I gave donation. This is what I gave at Tzedakah already. He said, what I give, nobody can take from me. He said, all the rest, everything could happen. I can lose it. The king can take it. King can go on fire. I can cross the street and God forbid something can happen to me. But whatever I gave already, nobody can touch it. Nobody can take from me. And this is in every person's life. When a person, he said, do not forget the levy, do not forget to give, do not forget to cherish the Torah. Because the way you see the universe, the way our face is different, our mind different, the concept that we see in life is different. And the way you see life, nobody else sees life like you. And when you give your pan, your side and the Torah to the other people, try to give it. So they're going to be able to see the Torah in many different sides. So Bezrat Hashem, that we're going to be able to sustain the Torah. This is when you listen to somebody. And when you give a tzedakah to somebody, look in his eyes. Listen to what he's saying. Listen to what your wife's saying. Listen to what your friend's saying. Don't just do things repeatedly. Don't come to the shul and just daven because you do it every day. You need to try to find the newness in your life and in everything that you do. And this is the strength of the Jew. We got the first mitzvah in the Torah. Achodesh hazeh lachem rosh chodashim. That is a new month. We got the mitzvah of newness. We'll be able to come and to do. ולבקר בהיכלו. King David said, ושבתי בית השם, לא, to sit in the house of Hashem, but I want to be a guest, to feel like a guest, that I am like looking around all the time to see new things. The same thing in life. A person needs to all the time to get renewal. We have this Sunday, Baruch Hashem, we have Rosh Chodesh Elul. Elul is Rashi Tevot, Ani Ledodi Vedodi Li. Hashem is out, the king is out in the field. We can ask, we can do everything, we can do tshuva. That we need to do tshuva first with the people. The people is the most important to do tshuva with them. We know if a person is the father or a mother, he knows that the most important to him that the people are going to like his children more than they're going to like him. Because if they like his children, they're going to like him for sure. And Hashem also, he said, Hashem omer ki ahavti etchem, I love you. I love you, Am Israel. If I am going to love the son, the children of Hashem, I did already the part also for Hashem. The biggest thing is to tolerate and to love the people and to look at them and to do all the mitzvot together. All the mitzvot that come with the land, it come with Am Israel together. We are under one territory, under one godly land. So Bezrat Hashem, the people are going to be able to remember, to look, to listen, to function in the universe and to try to understand exactly what is in the front of us. Before we are responding. And if we already respond, we need to respond. Aser ta'aser, ha'anek ta'anik, patuach tiftach. You need to give donation, you need to give a tzedakah. You need to give 10%. You need constantly giving. All the purpose is to give. Va'afta l'reacha kamocha, ani Hashem. You want to make a peace with Hashem? First you need to make a peace with the people. Va'afta l'reacha kamocha, ani Hashem. You need to love the people like you love yourself. That means you cannot love the people more than you, but at least you can understand if you do a mitzvah, try to do the mitzvah to somebody else the way you want the things to be done to you. And Bezrat Hashem, we're going to be able to reveal godliness by everybody and to see God and God around us. And Bezrat Hashem, to see Mashiach, Tzidkenu, Rabbi, Amen, Amen. Thank you, everybody, for watching. Thank you, everybody, for coming.